Shin Tez Zayin Sif Aleph. This is a simon of Aleches Seder, trapping. So Tzipo Dro Lamigdol, Shunitzin Boy. A person who traps a bird which jumps all over the place, if you put it into a box or the like, that it will be trapped over there and you don't have to run around to get it, that's considered Seder. Shati Poyim Utzvi Labais. Other birds that don't jump around so much, as long as you put them from the wild into a house, they consider nitzah because you can catch them. We're talking about the windows are closed, otherwise it's not trapped either, you could just jump out the window. So once again, if he has the bird or tzvi into a house or or some enclosed area in which it's trapped, you don't have to run after it to get it. If it's a large enclosed area that you still have to run after it to chap it, then if you take it from the wild into that area, it's Issa Drabbonim, it's not Issa Daraisa. So, the Maisa, if a bird came into the house, the question is, are you allowed to close the window now? So, if the type of bird that, even by closing the window, you still can have to run after it, so, Mishnah Berurah says that if it's cold outside and you have tsar from the cold, so you're allowed to close it, because your primary intention is to protect yourself from the cold. So, the Maisa, Issa Daraisa, and you're not intending to do the malacha, even though it's a psikoresha, and the psikoresha with the rabbanon without any purpose is also, but here, because of the tzar, it's permitted.